We have now concluded the content for the outsiders. So, let's review today's content. Great CEOs regard capital allocation as their most important job. They manage their business from the perspective of capital allocation, and they buy high and sell low, buy low and sell high to achieve incredibly high returns using wise capital allocation methods. Part 1, Enterprise Management from the Perspective of Capital Allocation. To sum up, Anders transformed a company on the brink of bankruptcy into one with a $5 billion cash flow within just 3 years by streamlining its operations. Murphy infused a lean and decentralized philosophy into every acquired business, delivering a return 4 times the industry peers over 29 years. Stieritz achieved exceptional performance by selectively balancing divestitures and acquisitions and optimizing Ralston Purina's brand portfolio with spin-offs, a structuring device. Part 2, Wise Capital Allocation Methods. Buffett has in effect created a capital flywheel at Berkshire, with funds from these sources being used to acquire full or partial interests in other cash-generating businesses whose earnings in turn fund other investments and so on. Malone used his financial leverage and leverage with suppliers effectively to build acquisitions around his own businesses and delivered amazing results. Singleton's capital allocation method involved sticking to a buy-low, sell-high strategy and striking a balance between acquiring companies and buying back their shares. These outsider CEOs came from all walks of life and different market environments and achieved exceptional results. They all followed similar paths. No enthusiasm for dividend instruments, acquisition with specific standards, selective use of leverage, repurchase of large amounts of stock, minimizing of taxes, decentralized organization and focus on cash flow rather than reported net income. They were always concerned with changes in the external environment and were good at breaking the rules. They were able to apply appropriate capital allocation methods in different environments. Rather than keeping a detailed strategic plan to deal with the uncertain business world, they believe that flexibility is the key. Through rational and independent thinking, they played their cards to the best of their ability and maximized their shareholders' returns. In the world of business, they were foxes that saw things across boundaries. They were creative and looked for new ways of doing things, unlike the single-minded industry-focused and skilled hedgehogs.
Dir hat dieser Podcast gefallen? Dann klicke jetzt auf Abonnieren und empfehle ihn weiter. Bleib immer auf dem Laufenden und folge uns bei Twitter, Instagram und Facebook. Mehr Podcasts findest du auf meinpodcast.de.